This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Amid a potential global shortage in influenza vaccines and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the UN Health Agency has advised countries to protect the elderly and health workers first. The updated recommendations from the World Health Organization, WHO, come as the Northern Hemisphere braces for the seasonal bug. Every year, it claims between 290,000 and 650,000 lives from respiratory-related causes. In the Southern Hemisphere, influenza infections have been at historic lows, most likely because of strict COVID-19 health precautions and travel restrictions, WHO's Dr. Anne Moen said. But there were no guarantees that this would be the case in the global north this winter, she told journalists in Geneva, amid rising numbers of coronavirus infections.
If this follows suit and influenza also is low circulation in the northern hemisphere, we may see less infections, and we also hope to see less infections due to the very high uptake of influenza vaccine. But we are seeing some sporadic outbreaks in some areas of the world. And so we really fully believe that as societies open back up, we'll probably start to see flu circulate again back to more normal proportions.
Venezuela has been in the spotlight at the Human Rights Council, where UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet expressed concern about the repression of peaceful protests. Addressing member states on Friday, Ms. Bachelet noted the recent release of 40 people in the South American country, but she said that her office, OHCHR, had continued to document arrests of demonstrators protesting at low wages and pensions, poor public services, and fuel shortages. Turning to the coronavirus, High Commissioner for Human Rights Bachelet expressed concerns about the stigmatization of returning migrants by government officials who blamed them for bringing COVID-19 to Venezuela. The pandemic had compounded other pre-existing emergencies, such as the food crisis, Ms. Bachelet said, before calling for economic sanctions to be lifted to ease aid distribution. The UN is to co-host what has been described as a landmark international climate event with the United Kingdom in December, in a bid to rally momentum for action to protect the planet. Ahead of the meeting, which is to be held on the 12th of December, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warned that the climate emergency was fully upon us. It is an existential crisis that can only be overcome by swift, decisive, scaled-up action and solidarity among nations, he insisted. Before COVID-19 hit, the UN was due to host this year's climate summit in Glasgow. It is now scheduled to take place in November 2021. Daniel Johnson, UN News.